Police arrest dozens of Saakashvili supporters protesting against the former president's treatment while in jail. Tensions have been escalating since the return of the former president to Georgia, his arrest and subsequent seven-week hunger strike. Now the government is trying to cast doubt on how serious that hunger strike is, publishing this CCTV footage. His supporters say doctors prescribed him essential supplements. Opposition leaders expressed outrage at the government's tactics, saying the video's release is a breach of his privacy. They are also furious that he was transferred to the medical unit of a maximum security prison on Monday, not the private clinic many had been calling for.
It's the case demonstrating how deep the Ivanishvili regime has gone to cross all the red lines of basic rule of law, decency, and how deeply it's trying to plunge our country into hateful, revenge, violent Russia, Putin Russia-style politics.
The former president's on trial for use of excessive force during anti-government protests under his leadership in 2007. But Saakashvili did not appear in court, prosecutors and the defense instead arguing over why the penitentiary service refused to deliver him, allegedly due to a security threat.
Mikhail Saakashvili supporters are angry that he's being denied a chance to finally defend himself in person, in court. And that's adding to a growing sense of frustration among the opposition that he's being denied his rights.
The way how our government treats him is absolutely awful. It's inhuman.
In what kind of country do they arrest presidents? Presidents should come and go.
The government says Saakashvili will be given no special treatment.
Everyone knows that this whole show that he staged serves the sole purpose of somehow moving him to a private clinic. We have commented on this and I can do it again now. Saakashvili arrived in Georgia for the sole purpose of carrying out a revolution.
The US State Department has called for Mikhail Saakashvili to be treated with dignity and respect. With the outrage over his detention comes a growing risk of confrontation. Robin Forestier-Walker, Al Jazeera, Tbilisi.